The next four modules are on permission, planning, preparation, and prayer. Let's break it down on how to go about healing ourselves. It will take changing some things. It will take making a decision that the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. It will take some discipline to create a new life and new habits. But it does not have to be hard, and it will create lasting results. So, give yourself the time you need to heal. Do not think you need to lose 10 pounds in a moment or 100 pounds in a year. Don't. Say to the universe, please, if you want me to lose the weight, let me lose the weight. Place in me your will and the power and courage to carry it out. And in your timing. So let's move to module 6, permission. We're going to start with permission. And it's permission to be powerful and lovable and worthy in any shape or size. We deny ourselves. Nobody else treats us the way we treat ourselves. So that must come from within, that permission to decide right now, this moment, to love yourself and be happy, regardless. And if you're not quite there, do what I did. I acted as if. I began to live my life as if I was lean and healthy and loved myself. None of that was true. I joined a cheap gym and bought form-fitting workout clothes at 242 pounds. So I was down about, 9, 10 pounds. I went ziplining at 226 pounds. I know that specifically because they weigh you before they let you zip. The same trip, I wore board shorts, and I still do, by the way, and I hopped on a wave runner. The weight came off slowly, but my mindset was that I give myself permission to be happy and healthy one baby step at a time. It came off slowly, but it did come off, and it stayed off. That's the miracle. Let's switch gears for a moment, but stay with the idea of permission. For the human being, there is a phenomenon of can't have, must have. That's why diets fail. They are unsustainable. In other words, if I say I can't have something, then my brain will fight to have it on a subconscious level. So with food, there are no foods I can't have. But there are whole boatloads of types of food I choose not to have. I give myself permission to be in a healthy body, to look good, to feel good, and to treat myself well. I give myself permission to let go. Permission to be free and to live a fully empowered life. You know the individual permission you need. Be willing to give it to yourself and say it out loud in meditation. I give myself permission. Here's another assignment to help you for the next module. Click on the PDF and I'll see you in module 7.